A new art exhibit at a West Philadelphia gallery is not on the walls, not on the floor, and not hanging from the ceiling. It's all in the air. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us of the art of smell.
The Esther Klein Gallery is really the lobby of a building in the University City Science Center complex. In it, artist Clara Ursetti has created a forest of potted palm trees. As visitors walk through them, they're surrounded by five different smells pumped in by hidden machinery.
I'm very interested in evoking emotion and memory in the viewer. And smell is a really powerful sense to do that with, much more powerful than vision and the other senses.
Ursetti is exploring smells as commercial products, which can be deceptive and manipulative. The scents she is pumping into this space are five different colognes marketed to men. Ursetti is a Scotland-based artist who's been following the olfactory research of Pamela Dalton of Philadelphia's Monell Chemical Senses Center. It's another part of the Science Center. Dalton helped her put together the second part of this exhibition. It's an adjacent room, completely empty, except for a synthetic smell, which is an exaggeration of what a man might smell like without cologne. Dalton says that smell may be pleasant, it may be repulsive, all depending on individual psychology.
Much of the way people respond to odors is actually based not on the odor itself, but what their expectations are. So all of those cognitive mechanisms that cause them to either think they're going to like something or believe it's going to be relaxing, that's critically important in how they perceive the odor and how they respond to it.
The show does have some humor in it, and the joke lies right there in its title. It's a slogan borrowed from an ad campaign for Brute deodorant, a big stick of confidence. I am Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.